Yeah, I'd say certainly all trees have their own characteristics, their own personality. And once a tree surgeon knows these various species, you get to know these very quickly, or you need to anyway, for some surgeons, for your own safety. Poplars, all poplars are quite brittle, so they can, you can pull out big limbs of a poplar really easily, and they can break really easily. Something like a Lombardy poplar, which grows almost like a column, it hasn't got that natural crown to it. I've known some clients who don't really want to do them at all because they're scared of them. They're scared of hurting themselves with them or falling from them. Or they'll only climb up a certain amount because they just don't trust the wood to hold them. So I think, you know, there's that unsafe feel about poplars. I did loads and you got used to the characteristics of them and, you know, you work with it. But then, you know, you might give a job out to a guy and they said, the first thing they say is, what species is that? So it's a robinia or false acacia. And they go, oh no, mainly because it's full of spikes and they can be quite vicious. You know, I've had experiences with the hawthorns, similar, where they've got the spikes on them, and I've had thorns go under my nails, I've had nails cut off and things like this because they've got infected and things like that. So, you know, it's not a nice tree to have to work with. I think as a young climber, I found oak trees really unnerving at first. For a long time, it took me longer to feel comfortable with oak trees than I did other trees, because they don't always have like a natural shape. They grow in so many different shapes and they can be flat topped with no middle where you want to put your rope and things like this, all these different characters. And I found that quite unnerving as a young inexperienced climber until you got used to it and you thought, well, I'll rope in here anyway. So I certainly had issues with oak trees. I like oak trees now, and I've done, well, I'm named after the oak tree, my name. You know, they're just such powerful and historic trees that, you know, they're now one of my favourites. Yeah, we had a couple of big storms in, the biggest one obviously being 1987. We were at 140 mile an hour winds coming through London. Many trees were blown over, many of them were smashed to pieces as well. And we had a similar storm, not as bad, but in 1990. And I've certainly seen a number of examples of trees that have partially fallen over, or perhaps like a, I can think of an apple tree that I said, quite a mature apple tree, that fell onto a shed. And a group of us were able to pull that apple tree back up reasonably straight, not perfectly straight, and use props, a couple of large props, to prop them in place. And like over 20 years later, those trees are still there. They've rerooted. You know, I mean, obviously a certain amount of, some of the roots would have got damaged when that tree went to go over, but there's enough holding on and it's been stabilised enough in place to be able to reroot and fruit and carry on. So that's great to see trees like that saved. Obviously the bigger trees that go over, you know, there's nothing you can do with them really. They're finished. I can remember a coppice. There was a willow coppice on the side of Balance House. Balance House is over 500 years old. It's in Dagenham in Essex. And that coppice stall, the whole thing where it had been left for a few years, fell over on the side of this moat. Once we recoppiced it, the stall fell back into its hole, being willow and very strong, up it grew. And that's still there today. And I'm sure they coppice it so often. Whether it falls over or not now, I don't know. But there's a fair chance if it was left too long, it would. So it's great, again, to see that sort of coppice still going on today. Yeah, I worked on a tree crew. I was a foreman in Barking and Dagenham Council many years ago. We had two London plane trees to prune on Ripple Road. I enjoyed doing reductions on trees. It was my speciality, doing reductions. And so me and the other climber, I said, well, I'll do this one that's got to be reduced. And we had to fell the other one. It was dying, so we felled that. These trees stick in my mind for a few reasons, really. Ripple Road runs off to the A13. And so Capital Radio, when we was having our lunch, was talking about there's hold-ups on this road because of tree pruning. And I thought, well, that is us, you know. And this, there's like 2 miles of tailbacks on this traffic because we had to fell a tree across the road. So we did the felling first. Then I had to do this reduction, which I'd picked. And I had quite a few photographs taken of that tree. Because, I mean, it was a tree that I was really pleased with, mainly because when you got down and looked at the tree, it didn't really look like it had been reduced, which for me was the key to it. You know, if you keep a natural-looking tree, it was 30% smaller, but it still looked really natural. So I was really pleased with that tree, and I kept these photographs. I mean, they're quite old now, the photographs, really. So I was really pleased. The sad side of that is I was with that borough for 3 years as a foreman, and of course I've moved on, and I've been back past that tree since, and it's been pollarded. Which is, you know, every time I sit here, that's a real shame, because that used to be a beautiful tree, and in my opinion now, it's ruined. Even though the tree, I'm glad to say, is still there. The ironic part is the guy that felled the tree next to it originally was the guy that pollarded it. He pruned just a bit heavier than me. That was a shame that he pollarded it.